Are you living in a daily awareness of God's ministry in your life? Is it a reality that God is working in you to will and to do of His good pleasure? Do you abhor the attempts of the flesh to substitute for the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Are you tired of repeated failure and lack of growth? If so, rejoice. God is at work in you. Let me word a new beatitude that is applicable to those who desire to grow in grace. It would be, "Blessed is he who desires to be more like Christ, for God will aid him to realize that goal." Now, the Christian is under a divine imperative to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The first step to the abundant life is to be rightly related to God. Now, that means to be a Christian marked by faith, humility, and reverence. The second step to the abundant life is exercise a discerning spirit. Both of those principles are illustrated in the spiritual experience of a woman named Lydia, the first Christian convert on the continent of Europe, whom we meet in Acts chapter 16. That she was rightly related to God is indicated by the statement that she worshiped God. That she exercised a discerning spirit is indicated in the statement that the Lord opened her heart. Now let us study this second step, that we may progress on the road of spiritual experience toward full maturity. Why is it stated of Lydia that the Lord opened her eyes upon hearing the word of God? Well, simply because no person can perceive or profit from divine truth apart from the enlightenment of the human heart by the Holy Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 14 reads, "It is written, Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Now that is why the Lord must open your spiritual eyes. You can never grow in grace without divine aid. Blessed is the man who can honestly say with the psalmist, "My eyes you have opened." The Apostle Paul could say it. In Galatians 1:16, Paul referred to the time when God revealed His Son in me. Now we often use the expression, "I want Jesus to be seen in me." And we mean to say that we want people to see Jesus through us. But that is not what Paul was saying. The apostle declared that one day God opened his understanding to the fact that Jesus Christ, the living Savior, was living the life of God in him. A recognition of that truth is essential to the abundant life. Paul could say, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Now that's what he realized when God opened his eyes to the full implications of being a Christian. Do you have that insight into spiritual reality? You must, if you would become all you have potential to be in Christ. It is impossible to see God's blessings for you if you try to look through the eyes of another. Ask God to open your eyes to your potential maturity in spiritual things. That principle is illustrated in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 to 17. "One morning the servant of the prophet Elisha arose early and went outside the house where they had spent the night. To his consternation, he found them surrounded by a great number of war chariots and combat soldiers. An enemy army had invaded their land. He was terrified. 'Master,' he cried, 'what shall we do?' Elijah saw something the young man did not. And so he prayed, 'Lord, I ask you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And he saw the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Now you may think that real Christian victory is an impossibility for you. It may seem you're surrounded with temptations, with weaknesses, with physical lust and spiritual enemies too powerful for you. But God can give you a discerning spirit which says, they who are with us are more than they who are against us. Encourage your heart with the words written by the Apostle John. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can know the victory wrought by living in the fullness of Christ and growing in grace. Ask God to reveal himself through his word, that you might come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I say victory is possible for you. God is magnified and the human spirit is humbled when a person realizes the great provision made in the plan of salvation. God did not save you simply to remove the stain of a guilty past or to ensure you against suffering in the future, but to clear the decks for action while you're here in this world. Salvation is more than past tense, I was saved. It is more than future tense, I will be saved when Jesus returns. Salvation is present tense, I am being saved day by day, as God works in me and conforms me to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Praise God for salvation, which is past, present, and future. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. God opened Moses' eyes so that he saw God's manifestation in a bush that burned with fire but was not consumed. Moses bowed to the ground, removing his shoes, knowing that the very place became holy in the presence of God. Now opened eyes begat reverence in him. God opened Job's eyes that he might know the nature of the one with whom he had to do. And Job responded, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Now Job's second-hand religion, the hearing of the ear, became vital and dynamic when he met God personally and could say, my eye sees you. Are you living in the daily awareness of God's ministry in your life? Is it a reality that God is working in you to will and to do of His good pleasure? Do you abhor the attempts of the flesh to substitute for the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Are you tired of repeated failure and lack of growth? If so, rejoice. God is at work in you. He begins His blessed ministry by creating a spirit of discontent with things as they are and showing you the potential of things as they can be. Follow on to know the Lord in a day-by-day victory as you move toward spiritual maturity. Lydia wanted to know God as He had revealed Himself in Jesus Christ. God saw the desire in her heart and opened her eyes. He's no respecter of persons. He will do for you what He did for her. He will lead you into all truth, showing you fully the things of Christ and how you may grow up into Him in all things. If there is desire in your heart, He will respond to that desire by granting enlightenment and growth. Now, dear Father, we recognize you want to be wanted. And if we have a heart that is willing to be taught of God, we will find you to be a willing teacher to lead us into all truth. We want to grow to spiritual maturity, to be rightly related to God, and to exercise a discerning spirit. And we want to continue on our journey to the abundant life in Jesus' name. Amen.